Page 16, review of intervals, seconds through octaves. As you know, melodic intervals are notes played one after the other, while harmonic intervals are notes played together to create harmony. We're going to go ahead and play a little technique exercise based on melodic intervals. Play these intervals using arm rotation and throw your arm from side to side for the seventh and the octave. Here we are in the key of F major. Let's go ahead and start with a major second and go through the perfect octave. One, two, three, four. Major second. Major third. Perfect fourth. Perfect fifth. Major sixth. Major seventh. Perfect octave. You'll learn about all of the major and minor intervals in the Theory and Activity book. The next exercise is for playing melodic octaves. On the first note of the two-note slur, drop your arm weight into the keys, and for the second key, as you know, lift out of the key, wrist first. So let's go ahead and play this. One, two, three, four. You can imagine that you're pulling tissue from a tissue box when you lift off of the key. The last part of this page is about motives. A rhythmic or melodic pattern that is short and easy to recognize is called a motive, and a motive is often repeated during a piece. So practice the following motives and you'll be ready for the very next repertoire piece. We're in F major, as you notice. Think about the two-note slurs, and think about how they create little motives that are repeated over and over again. So you'll notice the part in a bracket has the motive repeated, but it's changed slightly. Now you're ready to play the next piece.